Mary Jones and her Bible, Chapter 10. Now our story nears its close. The last glimpse of our friend Mary shows us an aged woman in the curious traditional Welsh dress. She holds in one hand a staff for the support of her trembling limbs, once so active and nimble, while with the other she clasps to her side her beloved Bible, the companion of so many years, the consoler and comforter, the guide and teacher of her life. How much of joy or of sorrow, of trial or of what the world calls success had fallen to Mary's lot during her long life of 82 years, we do not know. But we do learn that she had 8 children, several of whom may have died in early life. We know little of Mary's actual experiences, but it was impossible that during her married life she would not have learned what deep sorrow meant, and it's almost certain that she survived several of her children, and that her husband also died before she did. Still, since we are taught that God's children do not sorrow as those without hope, so we are sure that the childlike, trusting spirit of this handmaid of the Lord was as ready to suffer as to do the will of her divine master. Our once bright, bonny and blithe maiden was now feeble and tottering, but it was only physically that Mary had altered. She was still the same brave, simple-hearted, earnest and faithful follower of Christ. Time, with its changes, in parting her from most of those whom she loved on earth, had not separated her from the love of Jesus or taken away her delight in the word of the Lord that endureth for ever. Indeed, she loved her Bible more than ever because she understood it more fully and had proved its truth beyond all doubting again and again in her daily life for so many years. Mary Jones died on December 28, 1866, at the good old age of 82. We have no information about her last moments, except that on her deathbed she bequeathed her precious Bible to the Reverend Robert Griffiths, who in his turn bequeathed it to Mr. Rees. This Bible, which is now in the possession of the British and Foreign Bible Society, is a thick volume of the edition published by the Society for the Promotion of Christian Knowledge in 1799, the last edition of the Welsh Bible before the establishment of the Bible Society. It also contains, in Mary Jones's handwriting, in perhaps the first English that she had learned, a note that she had bought it in the year 1800 when she was 16 years old. So full of days, and like Dorcas in the New Testament, of good works, Mary passed away to the rest that remains for the people of God, a sheaf of ripe corn, safely gathered at last into the heavenly granary. She was buried in the little churchyard at Bryn Crug, and a stone was raised to her memory by those who love to recall the influence of her beautiful life and the important, if humble, part she'd taken in the founding of the great work of the British and Foreign Bible Society. So, from small beginnings, great things grew, and during the first 3 years following the establishment of the Society, it circulated almost 82,000 Bibles and Testaments. When the Society was founded, the Bible existed in less than 50 languages. Since then, the Society has continued to do all it can to make God's Word available across the world through its support for translation work. Today, the Bible Society also brings the power and influence of the Bible to people throughout the media, curriculum resources for schools, training seminars, biblical storytelling, and so on. If by reading this book just one heart is moved to a more earnest work for the Master, to self-denial and loving service in the spread of his truth, to a more eager study of God's word and a greater zeal in circulating and making it known amongst others, then indeed this little story of a poor Welsh girl and her Bible would not have been written in vain.